without the next generations coming through, our farming population is ageing, and so they do need to be a bit more careful. Heat waves have killed more than any of the other natural hazards that Australia faces, the fires and the tropical cyclones and earthquakes and so on. Heat waves kill more than any of the others, but that's just not that noticeable. But it needs to be on the agenda. We started getting interested in this, obviously, post-Black Saturday in Victoria, but also all of the concerns about heat with climate change predictions for greater frequency and severity of heat events in the future years. So we wanted to go to a community that had already been through this, and that community actually has the predicted temperature ranges that Melbourne will have I think it was 2050.
In relation to climate change, it's interesting because I guess you were also talking about attitudes to not just heat but climate change, and it seems that there's not much even belief that it exists.
No, I mean, everybody judges things from their own experience, and so, you know, they said, look, we haven't seen anything change in the last 10 years. There was a lot of a sense of it's just big government pushing the agenda and so on, but I don't remember what it was, but it was like 11 of the last 13 years were the hottest on record or something along those lines. So it just takes time.
Do people actually identify heat as a risk?
They didn't in that group, and certainly we've seen that from other research in America and so on. Particularly that group, for a lot of them, that's why they lived there. They saw heat as a positive rather than a negative and didn't really think about it as a heat health risk. We told them some of the information, and they then thought, well, yeah, okay, it is a heat risk perhaps, but for older people, and older people being a group of people who are older than them.
Yeah, exactly. What's old these
That's
days?
Right.
Well, I won't tell you what I think is old in case I offend anyone, but looking at it as a health risk, you've included some of those statistics in Victoria alone, 374 excess deaths in 2009. So this is a major concern.
It definitely is. And I think the period prior to Black Saturday, people really started to realise it's the quiet killer. Nobody really notices heat events because it's just an increased number of hospital presentations and so on. It's not an obvious event.
Is it not discussed because the death is actually attributed to something else? Is that why we don't hear about this as much?
I think that statistic that you stated, the 374 excess deaths, that's, for me, that's the really powerful one, because people would have said, look, they die anyway. They may have only died 6 weeks before, they would have died otherwise or so on. But it might have been 5 years or 10 years or who knows. I know that after Black Saturday here, and I know it's come up in other states, communities are setting up at-risk registers, people who need to be kept track of and phone called and so on. So communities are getting better.
1,115 deaths logged in 2003. Predictions are but there could be between 4,000 and 6,300 by 2070, I think it was.
I think it was, yes.
So if that actually rings true, this is surely more likely to be on the cards in terms of a national campaign and, as you say, those grassroots efforts to make people realise that heat is deadly.
Well, there's a lot of belief that a lot of the actual solutions are at the community level. Once we've got big government on board and they're actually clear about what the issues are and providing the support and so on, that's all well and good. But for these things to actually have an impact for individuals, you'll need the local council and the support services and the home and community care and everybody else lined up and supported and trained.
I guess one of those stories that has become almost cliche now is of an older person that can't survive on their pension, or they're really struggling to afford air conditioning or heating and going without. Can we survive these days without air conditioning?
Look, we need to think more and more, and this isn't really my area, but it's something we started to look at in this study, more and more about housing design. Because while air conditioning is good, it shouldn't be the only tool in our arsenal for responding to heat. South Australia has a history of brownouts during the real heatwave periods. The electricity demand is such that it can't be met, and so certain areas need to be turned off for periods of time. So we need to actually design our homes and our communities to be better to actually respond to heat.